Sandy Ward lost her daughter-in-law and two granddaughters in the shooting. Her five-year-old grandson was shot multiple times and remains in the hospital in critical condition. Ward says the community support has amazed her. People are delivering meals to homes and hospitals. Funeral costs, she says, are being covered.
We have people here that are donating flowers for the caskets, those big sprays. We have one gentleman that's custom making coffins for people.
Ward knows people outside the area want to help too by sending money to support survivors or families of victims, but she worries they might get taken advantage of. She's bothered by campaigns on the crowdfunding platform GoFundMe that say they've been set up to help her grandson. Now, there could be some confusion here. Perhaps extended family members are trying to help out, but Ward says none of the accounts were set up at the request of the immediate family in Sutherland Springs.
We don't have any accounts on GoFundMe, and I know I've seen at least three of them.
It's really tough to verify that the person that you are contributing to through a GoFundMe or through a crowdfunding source is the actual person.
Miguel Segura is the San Antonio Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. His organization tracks charity scams and says there's always an uptick after big natural disasters or high-profile shootings like Sutherland Springs or Las Vegas.
It's very easy for a scammer to go on and, you know, screenshot pictures here and there of people through Facebook or just through a simple Google image search.
Segura says crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe have gotten better about making sure the people launching the campaigns are who they say they are and ensuring that the money goes where it's supposed to. GoFundMe wouldn't do an interview but said in an email that it holds on to the funds until the beneficiary is verified and that people should report suspicious campaigns. Still, the Better Business Bureau, Segura, says donors should be skeptical, do their research, and ask lots of questions, whether they give on crowdfunding platforms or to traditional charities.
It falls on the consumer to go into that website to find out what procedures are in place, to find out, you know, what happens if this is a scam. Can I get my money back? What am I going to be getting charged for here? Are there any particular fees incorporated with this?
And Segura says there's no need to rush. Whether it's a natural disaster or a mass shooting, survivors will need help for quite a while. So it's worth taking the time to make sure that donation is actually going to the people who need it. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.